Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
The Jewish people are probably the most persecuted minority in human history. Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost. I'm here today to boost your faith with ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, we're looking at the book of Esther. And in chapter 3, verse 13, the Bible says that Haman plotted to destroy all the Jews. Why? Because he hated Mordecai and Mordecai wouldn't bow down to him. And Haman's like, who is this guy? What is he? A Jew? What's that? He's all right, let's kill every Jew in the Persian Empire, which was the biggest empire of the day. And you know, this is just one of many examples throughout history where the Jewish people have been persecuted, where people have tried to annihilate them. And we're seeing it today. There's a whole movement against Israel. There's a hatred for Israel in some circles of our societies today across the world, not just where I live. And you know, look back just in World War II in the 1940s, that the Nazis were just determined to annihilate the Jews, to just wipe them out. Even as the Russians were marching into Germany and the Allies were coming, you know, from the south, from the French border there, sweeping into Germany, and the Germans were losing the war. Right up until the last moment, they continued to kill the Jews. They were driven by this hatred to just destroy the Jewish people. Now, you know, what's the Christian response to this? What's the Christian response today to the Jewish people? Because you can get it from both sides. People are like, oh, they're nothing. You know, the church has replaced Israel. Or others can say they're God's holy people. Don't touch them. You know, they're like a special people. And I want to look at the Bible today. What does the Bible say about the Jewish people? Well, Paul, in the book of Romans, chapter 9, he said this. Listen to the heart of the apostle. Now, this guy wrote more New Testament than anyone else. He said, I wish that I myself, that's Paul, were accursed from Christ or separated from Jesus for the sake of my brethren, my countrymen, according to the flesh. In other words, his heart for Israel was so strong that he said, look, even if it means I'm cut off from Christ, you know, I would do it if it meant more people would get saved. So Paul was moved by a burden, by a desire to see people saved in Israel. And as Christians today, you know, forget all the politics, forget all the arguments, forget the hate. God's heart right now is that people in Israel will be saved. You know, I know a pastor in a city in Israel. I won't mention the city, but he's there. He was born Jewish, but he actually became a Christian. He has a Christian church in his town, in his city, and he's praying and believing for Jewish people to get saved, and he's seeing people get saved. Now, he's also being persecuted as well. So we can't pretend that, you know, modern Israel, everyone in modern Israel is a friend of the Christian church, because they're not. But this man and his wife and his family and his church community are standing strong. Why? Because they're believing God for salvation. They're believing God that more and more people in the Jewish nation state or the Jewish culture or religion will get saved. Some Jewish people today don't even believe in God. I know I've met Jewish people who don't even have a faith, but they're still Jewish. They were born Jewish. Others do have a faith. They're Orthodox. And of course, there's others who have found Jesus. They're called Messianic Jews. But I just want to share the heart of God today for the Jewish people. We need to love them. We need to pray for them. We need to believe God for salvation to break out in modern day Israel and even in Jewish communities in our towns, in our cities, in our nation states. And, you know, Israel came under its worst attack on a couple of years ago in October in Israel, where I think almost 1,500 people were murdered, and mainly civilians. It was not an act of war. It was an act of terrorism. You know, when you're targeting civilians, not military personnel, that's not war. That's terrorism. And that was one of their worst attacks, the worst attack actually since World War II. But, you know, since then, there's been all this upheaval and turmoil about the Jewish people. Well, I just want to say God's heart is that they would be saved. So let's pray for Israel. Let's pray for Jewish people to come to know Jesus. You know, and it even says here in the New Testament Bible, you know, Paul said elsewhere that, you know, I say then, has God cast away his people? Certainly not. For I'm also an Israelite and the seed of Abraham and the tribe of Benjamin. That's Romans chapter 11, verse 1. Has God cast away his people? Paul said, certainly not. So the Jewish people are there, but let's pray for salvation to break out amongst Jewish people today.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.